online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples, make more happen.
Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. I am sure you know someone close to you suffering from general anxiety disorder who may be on a prescription drug, paroxetine. A brand new double-blind placebo-controlled study of 540 adults with generalized anxiety was published in the International Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology, comparing a German extract of lavender called Calmaid to paroxetine drug and a placebo. Patients were given either 160 or 80 milligrams of Calmaid, 20 milligrams paroxetine, or placebo once daily for 10 weeks. At the end of the study, doctors noticed significant reductions in Hamilton anxiety scores in the Calmaid group, with additional pronounced antidepressant and general mental health benefits without any negative side effects or the risk of addiction possible with the paroxetine. If you have any questions about Calmaid for anxiety, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
East Idaho's weather for Wednesday shows temperatures still warm, reaching the low to mid 80s across the area, and again, another day of afternoon thunderstorms later on, especially for the high country. Heading into your overnight hours, we'll have temperatures around 50 degrees, with partly cloudy conditions to increase as a cold front approaches us for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Chris Bruin for News Talk 97.7 FM.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease, and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. Six minutes past the hour. It is 57 right now in Rexburg, 58 Idaho Falls, 62 Pocatello, getting up to about 84 today with mostly cloudy skies. A change coming in tomorrow, a little rain, wind for the weekend. It's time for the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Bill and Dasha in studio as per usual. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Tim. And Dasha rode her bicycle in here. Just about. And good morning. Welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 97.7 FM. Every Wednesday morning, we educate you about nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes for the better. Wealth of Health Natural Market, proud sponsor of this program. Located on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls. You could listen to this program, obviously, where the signal travels, or online, eastidahonews.com, and then click on Listen Live button and stream the program, and you could do it anywhere in the world, in the United States at this hour. And also you could listen to previously broadcast programs because they are now being archived. So we're glad you're joining us this morning. Open lines 524-8255. We'll have three guests in July, but a couple of open lines this week and next week, and then we'll have some doctors on the program in July. First and foremost, of course, as I predicted with the Dr. Oz, 2 days of high publicity. He got hammered. He got grilled. If you watched any videos, the disgust on the part of certain senators with his pushing of this literal crap 99% of the time. 1%, he does mention legitimate stuff, but that 1% is not enough to sustain his TV show 5 days a week for months and months and months. But this literal crap recommendations on losing weight or battling cancer or whatever it is, and he took a heavy beating, and fortunately we've always been on the right side of this issue and many times have talked people out of spending unnecessary money on some of these questionable efficacy of the supplements. On one hand, none of them are harmful as far as we know, but on the other hand, if it's a total waste of money, no need for you to do that. And we hope that you use us as a resource for knowledge and information and take it as unbiased recommendation because we have no loyalty to any one brand. We have no loyalty to any one product. We do not take any handouts from manufacturers that place products on his TV show, et cetera. And we hope we tell you the truth. Second thing, congratulations to Aaron Scow for winning first place in Teton CrossFit Throwdown, and that's a major CrossFit competition. And you know more about CrossFit than I do because you've actually gone and done. So how hard is it? And Aaron said he's basically done competing in bodybuilding because that is such a show for looking good and very subjective because the judges make decisions many times that even the audience...
If you're not ripped enough, if you're not this enough, there is subjectivity to it.
Right, but in CrossFit, it is purely count. What can you do? How fast can you do it? How many can you do? How heavy can you lift? And it is almost like a sprint around the track. The clock goes off. The clock stops.
I think
you
it's
win.
Based a lot on like what you would do in real life. I mean, yes, they do a lot of lifts, but they're also...
They have to climb the wall. They
you
have
know,
to,
like when I took the class, we did things like jumping on boxes. So it's you also have agility and that kind of
right.
stuff in it. So, and I think he did it with his partner.
It's a team,
it's
team
a
of
team.
Two, and they do
and
different types of workouts.
He won with the gentleman that is the owner of Maltese CrossFit.
Here in Idaho Falls,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh. The two of them together.
And is that the one you've gone to?
Yeah, that's the one I tried, and I'm going to go back.
And that's the one that almost killed you?
Well, between that and the bike ride, yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to be doing these workouts.
I know.
Isn't your adrenal, like, screaming, don't do it?
Yes, I do have to be careful, and I would urge anybody else who's got adrenal issues, do not overwork
but
yourself in the workouts. Of course, I like to do it.
Do so as I do, not as I say?
I backed off.
Okay.
I'm only going to ride 26 miles today, so there.
Yeah, the girls this morning missed you. They said, oh, my gosh, she's missing a killer class, and they're sitting there doubled over in pain, ready to puke this morning.
Well, Aaron did that to me yesterday.
Okay. All righty then. Okay, what's on your slate this morning?
Well, I was just going to mention that we have, you know, at this time of the year, a lot of people are starting to hike. They're doing camping, all kinds of things where you're outdoors, and there's so many great protein, either shakes or bars, and we have this new one. It's called a Bounce, and it's a natural energy ball, and I had it this morning before I rode.
And you are bouncing.
But, for example, it's not very big. You could throw it in your backpack. You could throw it in your... fanny pack if you're riding.
It's a single serve packet, right?
It's got 8 grams of protein and 6 grams of fiber.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
And the one I had this morning was a coconut and macadamia. There's a number of them. But I use this also when I'm biking because it's small
mm-hmm.
and still gives me quite a bit. And that's only one of many, many different kinds of protein bars that we have at the store.
But these are good because they're not covered in chocolate, right? So they're not going to melt, probably.
No, they're a little bit
like
firmer,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the chocolate ones is a problem in the summer because put it in your backpack, you're going to come back to a chocolate milkshake in your backpack.
So, you know, come in and check out a lot of our different kind of protein bars. There's so many on the market.
There's some new Lara bars that came, and Organic Valley has the new ready-to-drink protein shakes, and this is the company that really dominates the organic dairy and milk market, but they now have a RTD with 16 grams of protein or 25 grams of protein. Orgain is another one where you can take these little aseptic containers with you. Just hard to keep them cool, but a great source of protein as well.
And, you know, like I was trying to get out and ride, and I had to break up my ride. I really didn't finish it this morning because I was a little late. So I needed to eat something quick, and this protein bar this morning hit the spot because I'm on the go. So even if you are running to work and you needed something, take something like this. Do not skip meals. And talking about that, this fitness guru for the Biggest Loser was again saying don't skip meals, which we've all said.
This is a regurgitation of almost every week of some celebrity author who puts out a book, whether it's the... You're shaking your head. I agree with you.
I'm just saying that
we have been saying this for 20
your breakfast.
Years or 25 years. We've said do not skip meals, eat small portions, make sure you have protein, drink a lot of water. They're going out on the national TV writing a book because they were on either a Subway celebrity or...
Well, then, right. Maybe you should write one.
I already do that every day in the store.
Okay.
Okay. What else?
Well, 4th of July is coming up. Can you believe that? The month of June is almost gone. It's amazing. I love summer. It's my favorite time of the year, and boom, here it's almost gone. But with 4th of July, of course, everybody's going to be doing barbecues. So I was just going to mention, you know, there's great, great alternatives like the Grand Teton Highlander beef, if you're doing a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Also buffalo, which is very lean.
Yeah, Jackson Hole Buffalo, the three-pack hamburger patties, or the pound ground beef that you can make your own.
Mm-hmm. Or even the roast, you can make a pulled, like a pulled pork sandwich, but a pulled sloppy joe out of buffalo
meat,
which
yep.
is going to be very lean, high in protein.
We just got fresh shipment Monday.
Or elk.
Yep.
So a lot of
and
elk
And there are
burgers.
Hot dogs. We just got new buffalo hot dogs. There's buffalo Italian sausage. There's bratwurst. So all kinds of stuff that you could, you don't have to do conventional red meat out of a grocery store, which, again, in the news, the problem is not the meat, but the problem is the hormones and steroids and antibiotics. And so if you could separate the two, don't be scared of the red meat. Be scared of the source of that red meat. And if you can, again, stick with free range, which is guaranteed and certified not to use any hormones, antibiotics. They cannot guarantee that it's organic because that requires a certification, but the companies that or the farms that raise it can guarantee that they don't use antibiotics, hormones, steroids, and that their cattle graze on the range. They can guarantee that. That's and they do that. And buffalo, elk, even chickens, turkeys when we get them.
So, you know, I was just thinking with the 4th of July barbecues, and also the Charlotte's pies. Now, last year we ran out because people wait until the last minute to get their pies. So if you are gluten-free and you need, or you're going to a party that has a gluten-free people, we've got some great Charlotte's pies. They're apple, cherry, even pecan, key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. They're gluten-free buns for your burgers, and you have to have French fries when you have burgers. Alexia yam potatoes and regular potatoes, put them on the tray in the oven. You don't need to deep fry them. They are excellent when they come out because we have them at home quite often.
And lo and behold, they're also gluten-free.
Yep.
But if you wanted to make your own, they're very easy. Just take some yams and slice them up and put your different spices on it and do it in the oven.
A little olive oil on the pan. And then Zevia sodas. Of course, for people who don't want to drink sugar-laden 50-gram a can conventional sodas, you can do those. You can do LaCroix carbonated waters that use just the fruit extracts, lemon, lime, coconut, whatever. And I know that ice creams are that Cadia flew through last weekend when Katya was demoing them in the store. She had all these plates of different flavors set out, and she was walking around. I don't know how many she ate herself versus the customers, but Cadia ice cream, Talenti, gelatos, and Cadia was actually a gelato.
It's a gelato.
Yeah.
It's a very, very nice. Anywhere from limoncello to...
Blood orange gelato to regular
chocolates. Hazelnut.
Yep, mocha. And those are, they're the big tubs for about $6 or $5, whatever they are. Great value. So you've got your entire 4th of July meal laid out with relatively clean choices and much better ingredients than conventional stores.
Right. Oh, and, you know, Liz will text me some information about this, but pork is another big culprit with
the dirty
hormones
stuff,
and
yeah.
dirty. And anyway, we've got the Desert Wind Farms natural pork. And
they're the guys who supply our raw milk.
Yes, yeah, so we right. do, and people have told me, and we're not big pork eaters ourselves, but the one people who've had it said it's very, very good.
Right, it's probably for those of you who've tried free-range turkey versus a steroid-laden turkey from a grocery store around Thanksgiving can tell the difference, and we have customers who tell us this all the time when they try one versus the other, what a difference in taste and flavor. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524 8255 open lines. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, choices, very quickly, latest column from Susie Cohen. You can subscribe to Susie's weekly, sometimes biweekly columns, info@dearpharmacist.com. Susie is a licensed or registered pharmacist based in Colorado now, syndicated in over 200 newspapers, author of 5 or 6 books. She was just on 700 Club last week with Pat Robertson and on Oz 6 times. This was the question, and again, a lot of this is the sort of the follow-ups from the Thyroid Summit, but the question came from Gainesville, Florida, from one of her readers. She's had fibromyalgia for the last 8 years. She takes Lyrica, hydrocodone, and citalopram drugs. The local pharmacist said that those are used to treat pain and depression, but I want to make sure that I can find some natural remedies or alternatives for fibromyalgia. So here's Susie's answer. Fibromyalgia affects millions of people worldwide. In Latin, the term describes pain in the muscles and fibrous tissue. So you need to make sure that you separate joint pain, i.e. arthritis, versus the soft tissues, muscles, and fibrous tissues. The muscle pain and tender points can become rather painful, sometimes disabling, but this is Susie speaking. I believe there is an underlying cause, perhaps infection, nutrient deficiencies, mitochondrial dysfunction, the drug mugging effect of medicines, and more. I'll elaborate shortly, but you asked me to confirm the uses of your medicine. Lyrica, used to soothe nerve pain, makes you drowsy. It's got some serious side effects. Hydrocodone, highly addictive pain med that numbs substance P. And Celexa is the third drug, classified as an antidepressant, but not necessarily how it's used in a lot of the prescriptions and often is used for pain. The cause of muscle pain varies greatly from person to person. Try not to concern yourself too much with the name of your disease or your diagnosis, because the labels you to take on as an identity make it harder for you to overcome. Just think of it in terms of having symptoms rather than disease. It's a lot more pleasant. The following are some of the known causes for muscle pain. With the help of a good practitioner and the state-of-the-art blood test, find out where you stand. If it's an infection, pathogens known as EBV, CMV, HSV, etc., Lyme disease, hepatitis C can cause terrible muscle pain. Magnesium deficiency causes widespread muscle pain, and there are a lot of drugs and substances that deplete magnesium. If you drink coffee in excess, if you take the pill, those menopausal medications, antacids, acid blockers, steroids, and about 200 other prescription drugs, they will take magnesium out of your body, and you will suffer with serious consequences. Selenium deficiency, this can cause thyroid disease as well as muscle pain. Improving selenium can reduce thyroid antibodies and support immune system. Coenzyme Q10 deficiencies, there are over 300 drugs on the market today that mug coenzyme Q10 out of the body. When you are deficient, the muscles can spasm, you feel weak and hurt badly. There are more causes and solutions. If you'd like to receive a more comprehensive version of this week's column, and this is June 19th, go to the website, dearpharmacist.com. It is all on the website. Wealthofhealthnutrition.com is our website. You can get a lot of links to conditions, to all kinds of natural remedies, our store specials, the guests on the radio program. If you're not receiving our emails, make sure go in and subscribe, because we send out our weekly produce emails. And another great delivery came yesterday, beautiful corn, which is another thing, corn on a cob. If you do organic, you are certified and guaranteed that it's not GMO. And that's presenting a lot of problems right now. So we had a great delivery of produce yesterday. But we send you emails every weekend, what's coming on the list. If you'd like to take any organic produce for about minimum of $25, You could get into anything you want. Don't take whatever you don't want. Opt in, opt out, and join the program.
We got in like these little petite peppers, and that was one of the dirty dozen that I talked about was peppers because they're thin skin.
For spraying, you mean, for pesticides.
So what's fun to do with those petite peppers is grill them.
On a skewer.
You could put them either on a skewer or I just grill them. You could grill them with eggplant and make a salad that has the eggplant, peppers in it, tomatoes, zucchini, you know, kind of up to you, and feta, and then like a red wine vinaigrette.
And for those of you who are trying to get rid of the starches in the diet, it's a perfect combination of having a salad and a vegetable as a starch substitute. And so, as you mentioned on the grill, cut up whatever it is you want to cut up and grill it. From zucchinis to eggplants to tomatoes.
I'm laughing here. He's giving recipes like he cooks.
No, I never said I cook. I eat.
He washes dishes.
No, but I eat. I eat what you cook. And so I think I have a right to tell people what tastes good and what you make.
I'm just laughing. Sorry.
Tim's shaking his head. He's agreeing with me. I am on the consuming side of that equation. Right?
You are.
That's right. I have a right to say it is a great recipe. It is not a good recipe. Don't do this. Don't do that. But go ahead and do this or that. And when you can eliminate starches out of your diet, and a lot of the diabetics and insulin resistance and pre-diabetic people who are trying to figure out a replacement for rice and pasta and potatoes.
Well, they also need to look into Julian Bakery and into their paleo breads and their wraps.
Right.
They're high in fiber and they're not made with grains. So, you know, that's a good
And the doctor you just happened to visit recently said, really get rid of the grains. There is no good in grains.
That's his philosophy, yes.
And what? And did he give you any other pearls of wisdom that you could share without any, you know, personal information?
Well, I mean, he believes in using coconut oil.
Paleo. Big paleo guy.
Yeah, he just believes you could spread that on your bread, on your toast. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like almond butter, cashew butters, he likes.
And is he a good physical specimen if you look at him? I mean, physically fit and
70-year-old, yeah.
At 70, yeah. So he has a room to talk.
He does.
Yeah, very good.
You know, I was mentioning those Desert Wind Farms pork.
Pork. Mm-hmm.
Well, so I know now that what we're carrying is it's nitrate-free ham steaks. And chops.
And nitrate is a curing agent, for those of you who don't know, which presents in not all, but in many kids, spikes the symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, not just in kids, but also in teenagers and adults. The family of the curing agents of nitrates, present a problem for a lot of the people.
And cancer.
Correct.
It's also...
Yeah.
One of the things that's linked, but when you mentioned all the bratwursts and all those things, they are also nitrate-free.
So do their pigs roam, or how are they?
I honestly do not know. Liz knows more, and if anybody wants to find out a little bit more about their pork products, mm-hmm. called our store at 542-0015.
Or maybe even directly to Desert Wind Farms.
And sometimes you can't get a hold of them.
Right,
they're working.
They're out in the field now.
But speak to Liz and she can answer any questions on that.
And where is Desert Wind Farms from?
I believe Blackfoot.
Blackfoot, yeah. And
area.
So this is one of many local brands that we support and promote every single day together with our local organically roasted, organically grown, and locally roasted coffee by Stephen Harry.
Which
Mom's
you missed this morning.
I'm sorry, I hate Wednesdays. It's my early morning day.
I offered to make him a cup of coffee.
I said I want to enjoy my cup of coffee. I don't want to chug it down and run. So, yesterday we got you brought in this new line that actually you've used since the Anaheim show in March.
Well, I
thought it was funky when I saw it. I mean, I don't care about the lip gloss itself, but when I saw the light in the mirror already come on the little tube of lip gloss, I said, that is an ingenious, great invention. Then I find out that the gal who created it is a cancer survivor. It's an organic line. It is a clean line. And it's a beautiful line of lip glosses for people who spend how much, $25, $30 on, what do the lip gloss pencils
They range anything. It depends on the brands, Bill, and,
right.
and the
these
type.
These suggested retail $19.99. We have them for $16 during the intro, and it's mm-hmm. a standard size container of these.
So, you know, it uses the resin of the dragon's blood, and it's, so it's really nourishing in addition to...
I didn't know we had dragons around. How do you slay a dragon?
It's the tree is like a draconia tree.
Uh-huh.
And it's wildcrafted. There's no carcinogens. It's non-toxic. It's not tested on animals. No parabens, because that's one of the big problems with a lot of the lip glosses, that they use the petrochemicals in them.
Right, which is
glycol,
estrogenic.
And you actually end up swallowing it.
Yep, you lick your lips,
so
it's inside.
So this, yeah. if you swallow, you're going to be safe. But I think what sold me on it initially, and I did get it as a sample, was the little light in the mirror. And every time I'd pull it out at dinner, because or after dinner in a restaurant, everybody's like, that is just so cool, because I could turn my little light on and see my lips in the dark.
Yep.
So...
But I actually, no,
I
got intimately familiar with them because I entered them all into our system yesterday. So I saw the colors, I saw the names. Like I said, I think $16 for a gloss lip gloss pencil is a great
buy. You know what?
Buy.
The names are all from cancer survivors.
Yep, and they donate
people.
A major part of the sales. This company, Kelly Tea Garden, is the name of the brand. KTO, Kelly Tea Garden Organics. They donate serious money to the cancer projects.
And I was going to say, and if you don't care about any of this stuff, you'll like the mirror and the light.
Yep. All right, time for the news and some commercial time to pay for the program. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, open lines 524-8255, FM 97.7, or on the web at eastidahonews.com. Stream it live right now. Let everybody know. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this. On News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of Curamin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer were given either 3 grams per day of Curamin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking Curamin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curamin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information on BCM 95 Curamin, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
The Supreme Court today says police generally may not search the cell phone of a person who's been arrested unless they have a warrant to do so. The economy shrank more than expected the first quarter.
Yes, we had a lousy first quarter, but a lot of it was weather. A lot of it was trying to roll in a big change in healthcare legislation, and they ought to focus on a more reliable and less skewed series like employment, which have done a lot better.
Economist Kerry Leahy, who is very optimistic about the rest of this year. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki rejecting calls for a unified government, a coalition. More rain predicted for the upper Midwest, which will only add to the current misery. Many big rivers, including the Mississippi, way out of their banks, cresting tomorrow. World Cup player for Uruguay likely to be suspended for biting an opposing player. Changes for ABC World News. Anchor Diane Sawyer to step down the 2nd of September. Her replacement, David Muir. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
And we had another warm day across East Idaho for Wednesday. Temperatures reached the mid-80s throughout the region. More afternoon showers have developed, but they will die down as we head into our evening hours. Tonight, expect temperatures to fall to around 50 degrees, and expect more cloud cover tomorrow with temperatures in the upper 70s as a cold front approaches us. I'm meteorologist Chris Bruin for News Talk 97.7 FM.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Got
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 97.7 FM, open lines, 524-8255. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, choices, every Wednesday morning, we're here at this hour to educate you and hope to keep you away from unnecessary doctor's visits and prescription drugs and procedures. Interesting study. Probiotics, I mean, again, we talk a lot about it, but the reason we talk about these things are clinical studies and research that backs up certain claims, unlike the pop culture and the pop TV and radio programs. Brand new study published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology. Probiotics prevent liver disease deaths. Rigorous new research finds that probiotics modify the gut microflora to prevent hepatic encephalopathy in patients with cirrhosis of the liver. The doctors contributed to the article in Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology, commented these results offer a safe, well-tolerated, and perhaps significantly cheaper, I don't know why they have to say perhaps, significantly cheaper alternative to current treatments. Hospital in New Delhi, India, conducted a single-center prospective randomized trial with cirrhosis patients, and cirrhosis is the scarring of the liver, could be caused by a virus, liver, by alcoholism, by prescription drugs, but could also be a virus that's not related to any of those lifestyle conditions. Showed the risk factors for hepatic encephalopathy, had yet to experience any episode. When comparing treatment with probiotics versus placebo, the researchers found that the incidence of encephalopathy was lower in patients treated with probiotic. There were no side effects. The cost was significantly lower than any available prescription drugs. So the results suggest that probiotics are similar in efficacy to the current standard of care, which is lactulose, prescription drug, in the prevention of hepatic encephalopathy, yet they appear to be much better tolerated than the drug. Again, probiotics, I remember a few years ago, we were like the snake oil salesman selling Bifidus acidophilus. Nobody ever talked about it. People said, what bacteria? What are you talking about? And now, not a minute goes by without a celebrity on TV, from ESPN host to famous movie star celebrities, pitching probiotics. Now, what you do need to know is not all probiotics are created equal. It's not the same as vitamin A or vitamin B or vitamin C. There is a significant difference between strains, how those strains are protected in the capsule, how they're delivered, whether they will actually open up in the stomach or pass through into the intestine, what the count of bacteria is in billions, whether it is at manufacture time or at expiration time, and whether when you consume it, you're actually getting something or not. When you eat yogurts and drink kefirs and fermented products, those are all very good for maintenance for people who have no conditions, because you get a minute little amount of probiotics that may survive the stomach
acid.
However,
you should be doing the plain, not the sugar.
Not the sugar kefirs or yogurts or drinks now that are available, similar consistencies. If you have any type of a condition, you pick up a parasite, bacteria, you have constipation, diarrhea, you might come out of a hospital with a C. diff, infection, or some other stomach virus, stomach flu. In those cases, you've got to turn to a supplement, which is going to deliver anything from 100 billion and less. It will deliver full potency into the intestine. Within 1 week or less, you will see results, because we see this and we hear this from customers all the time. Then at some point, you can convert or switch to a less potent probiotic, but that's the big difference of what you find in the stores of non-refrigerated conventional grocery store versus refrigerated sections of good natural markets.
However, there are some bacteria that do not need to be refrigerated.
Right, heat-stable products.
And there, it's a different kind of delivery system.
Right.
But, you know, you were mentioning probiotics, and it was a subject I just wanted to touch on because I know a lot of women suffer from bladder infections, much more than men, even though some men also have problems. But probiotics also play a part in cutting down on bladder infections, especially if you've been on any kind of antibiotic to fight the bladder infection. But if
the antibiotic kills good bacteria as well.
But one of the things that a person can do that has chronic problems with bladder infections is taking a cranberry extract pill. You can drink the juice, but if you're going to, you need to drink the unsweetened juice. Again, you don't want to be doing the one with the sugar. And then the other thing to look at is a product that I like, have used in the past when I've had this problem. It's Kidney Bladder by Nature's Way. There's several others that we have in the store, but it's kind of a cleanse for the... Diuretic cleanse for the kidneys and the bladder.
Yeah, Nature's Way and Dr. Christopher's are the two that own that segment of the market on the natural diuretic cleanse.
But if you have chronic problems and you would take the cranberry pill, its mechanism of action is that it does not allow bacteria, the E. coli type bacteria, to adhere to the wall of the bladder. It flushes them out. Now, if you usually will do like a kidney bladder cleanse, like the Uva Ursi juniper berry combination, those will also help flush the infection out. Mm-hmm. And usually within a day to 2 days, you can get rid of it.
But then you find if a person goes on a sugar high diet, it recurs.
It can. It can also recur from things like sex, because if you're not urinating right afterwards, that can cause a problem. Even little children end up having it because they're not wiping correctly. So there's a lot of different issues that can happen. Sometimes just doing a bladder cleanse, kidney bladder cleanse, can cut down on it. And of course, here's the other kicker, drinking lots of water.
Yep, and not juice, not soda, not coffee, water, plain water. And if you happen to be one of those people who does not like plain water, and there's a lot of those people out there, it's a learned habit to drink plain water, you have options up the wazoo with natural sweeteners, primarily stevia, conditioning drops, and pure stevia drops, where you can put a couple of drops in of different flavors from lemon, orange, vanilla, toffee, chocolate, raspberry, and create your own flavors, or do what I suggested earlier, LaCroix natural waters. They're slightly carbonated with essences of lemon, lime, coconut, pear, peach. No sweeteners, no sugar, nothing. It's basically slightly flavored water. And it's a great habit to get in to teach yourself how to drink water.
And I was just going to mention on these cranberry pills, usually they're equivalent to, several glasses of cranberry juice. So
unless you're doing cranberry concentrate where you take an ounce or two of the
cranberry. And it's so tart, it'd be very difficult to
And most
to
of them,
drink
unfortunately,
down.
Have sweeteners in them.
Well, they have to. They have to, cover it up that way.
Yep. Let's see, 524-8255, open lines, Wealth of Health and Nutrition Hour. If you have any questions, comments, we're here to answer on the subject of nutrition supplements, natural medicines. If you're buying stuff, if you're using stuff, somebody's telling you some miracle stories about something, you don't quite 100% believe them, at least bounce them off of us here. We'll confirm or deny, or we'll tell you we don't know, and we'll find out. This is an interesting L-arginine, which we've known, again, for a long time with circulatory condition and congestive heart failure and peripheral neuropathies and problems with circulatory, helps blast belly fat. The study published in the Journal of Dietary Supplements noted on foodconsumer.org website L-arginine is one of the 22 amino acids found in high protein foods, actually in all protein foods. It is very rich in peanuts, which is kind of interesting. It's been used as a supplement for many years to improve sports performance, libido, cardiovascular health. The function has been to improve blood flow and dilation of blood vessels by increasing nitric oxide. L-arginine is the primary ingredient in the nitric oxide molecule. You cannot buy nitric oxide over the counter. All you could do is buy a bunch of things, precursors, which will always have arginine in them, that would increase nitric oxide in the body. Doctors found that L-arginine was useful in treating central or visceral obesity. Central obesity, also known as abdominal obesity or belly fat, is linked to greater cardiometabolic risk than other types of obesity. This was a pilot study, 12 weeks, 20 non-diabetic obese women ages 18 to 40 with BMI between 30 and 40. Now, 30 to 40 BMI is obese. That's a significantly obese person. So 20 non-diabetic women up to the age of 40, BMI 30 to 40. Doctors found that this amino acid's weight loss promoting power is quite promising. It may become effective in reducing central adiposity in obese patients, according to the doctors analyzing the results. So L-arginine, again, we've used it on many of our customers. We've recommended it to improve circulation, improve libido, sex drive in both men and women, because it delivers blood to all peripheral organs, not just the fingers and the toes. Use your imagination. It's a pretty amazing amino acid to restore circulation to the feet when you start losing it. It's just an amazing, amazing nutrient, L-arginine.
Except instead of on this obesity, changing your diet, of course, would be number one.
Right. But they're looking, I mean, you know, the government, just like us, just like Dr. Oz, just like everybody, they're looking for a pill. They're looking for a miracle because they know people are not, majority of people in this culture are not going to get off their ass, off the couch, change how they eat, and get into the gym. They're looking for adjunct remedies.
I was just going to mention these Fit burritos that we carry in the store.
Mm-hmm.
They've got turkey. They're high in protein, high in fiber. And Donna has been eating them, and she says they're fantastic. They've got gluten in them.
I was having this conversation with Donna just the other day. You know, sometimes I don't know about the food products that you bring in, because there's literally dozens and dozens
of new. It
changes
every week, too.
Right, and I don't get involved as closely to groceries and foods. So Donna was saying, you know, we tried those Rico burritos, and they were excellent, but you've got a massive amount of salt. Salt makes taste good. They're high calories, almost 1,000 calories if you eat a full burrito, but they love them. So when you brought these new Fit burritos, and I said, what are you talking about? What Fit burritos? She goes, oh, you need to look. They're in the freezer. She says, we're eating them. George, who had cardiovascular issues before, completely different taste, not just palatable, but tastes good according to her, and she eats to win. I mean, the girl is a three-time gold medalist.
But it's another good adjunct for a quick meal if you needed one because of the ingredients. I mean, it's very clean ingredients. And a lot of the frozen foods are not high in protein. They're high in salt and carbohydrates.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of good, tasty ones out there, but they are...
I'm going to have to try one of them for
these
lunch.
These are high in protein and high in fiber. So it's a good alternative.
524-8255, Open Lines, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. In July, on the 9th and the 23rd, we have two. One lady is an MD OBGYN who practices in Santa Clara, California. And the other lady is a registered dietitian and associate professor of nutrition at the University of Utah. Both are going to talk about the critical importance of DHA in kids' formulas. Again, it's amazing how the conventional medicine is making the rounds on cleaning up ingredients and adding certain things. This is a brand new study out of University of Kansas. I'm just going to tease, you know, it's a teaser. It's not. I'm not going to read the whole study. DHA in baby formulas builds better brains, no questions about it. 12-month study, kids between ages of 3 to 6, significant improvement, a significant comparison in between the kids who did DHA and the kids who did not do DHA.
And I'm just going to say it's important for the mothers to be consuming foods that are high in DHA
while they're
pregnant.
Absolutely, yep. And that's what these two ladies are going to talk about.
And that will also help prevent postpartum depression.
Yep, yep. We have Nolan on the line. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Welcome to the program, Nolan.
Thanks. Is it too late for me?
It's
for
never
a better brain.
It's never too late for you, Nolan.
I hope so. Hey, I have a question. You were talking about probiotics, and I have, however you say, Rotary.
Rotary.
Yeah. I don't know how they work the word like that.
Rutery. It's a strain from Sweden. I'm sure it means something in Swedish more significant than what it means in English, but it's a proprietary strain that was developed by doctors in Sweden.
Yeah, anyway, I have a bottle of capsules of that and one other source. And I also have taken to buying a liquid yogurt and kefir.
Mm-hmm.
I got some from you guys a while ago. But I, while you talk, this question came to me, and so I thought I'd run it by you two. What are some foods that promote probiotics? Because I noticed that the kefir, it says pre-probiotic. So are there other foods that that promote it?
Right. That's a really good question. And in general, fermentation. And kefir is a fermented dairy product. Kombucha is a fermented mushroom product. Sauerkraut, pickles, anything that's fermented increases or gives sort of the feeding field for the bacteria that's present in the gut. In the supplement world, when you go and buy a prebiotic, which is considered FOS, fructooligosaccharide, a lot of it comes from artichokes, from some of the other complex sugars that give food to the bacteria. But generally, bacteria is something that a pregnant mother or delivering mother is going to inoculate her baby through the vaginal canal. She passes on billions of these organisms, and these organisms proliferate in the body unless you kill them with an antibiotic or sugar or something else, some condition, maybe some prescription drug that will kill it. But in the food kingdom, most of the fermented foods will provide a friendly environment for your existing bacteria to thrive on. I am not aware of any food that contain bacteria. They have to be taken in a supplement like Rotary, like Acidophilus, like Bifidus. They have to be fermented.
Yogurt does have it in it.
Yeah, fermented.
Yeah.
Fermented dairy products, some fermented soy, maybe fermented rice. They have small amounts of certain strains, but not significant enough for therapeutic application. Again, when you're talking about billions of organisms and you're talking about some specific medicinal strains like Rotary, like GG strain, like Bifidobacterium, like Longum. I mean, there's a whole list of these bacteria that have clinical trials.
In the past, I've had PBA. What about fruit?
I am not aware of fruit containing any probiotic bacteria. Fruits contain enzymes that help digestion.
Yeah.
Papaya, watermelon, melons, certain things that may be in some exotic fruits, they will contain bromelain, papain. Those things help digestion, but they're not in a different. They're in a different family as probiotics.
But what about them being probiotic friendly?
They're not.
I don't want the other kind of bacteria.
Yeah, no, they're not friendly. They're neutral. As a matter of fact, you have to be careful with the sugar consumption in some of those fruits because your bad bacteria that also reside in the gut side by side.
The candida.
Yeah, like candida.
Right.
They reside side by side with the good bacteria. They thrive and
feed on sugar.
So you have to be careful
with consuming
fruits. But I'm not aware of any fruit containing actually live cultures.
I have a friend that recommends fruit, and I know that goes back and forth. He says he feels that they're the highest, and including the berries, highest energy food, or anyway, a high energy food.
Well, they are high energy. They are high antioxidant, especially the purple color. We, every night at home, we have a bowl, mixed bowl of blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, whatever we have at, on hand. Those are the highest antioxidant value, highest ORAC value. Strawberries, a source of ellagic acid, which is a very powerful antioxidant, anti-cancer fighters. I would say eating...
But, you know, when you look at fruit, you do also have to look at the glycemic index.
Yeah,
and where it falls.
Right. Berries happen to be very low in a glycemic index comparing to bananas or apples or peaches or pears. Also...
Grapes.
Grapes. So you have to be careful. But if somebody recommends eating a lot of fruit, take that recommendation with a grain of salt. You need to moderate...
It's only a portion.
Right. You have to moderate the fruit. What I would say, do not worry about moderating vegetables as much, even though there are some of those that have high sugar content. But the fruit definitely need to be moderated because of the sugar.
Now, what... You said ORAC?
ORAC. O-R-A-C... ORAC value, that's a standard measurement in ORAC units of antioxidant activity of one pound or one serving when they compare every known food from beans to fruits to vegetables. What is the ORAC value, antioxidant value?
Oh,
thanks, Nolan.
Hey, thank you. That's
all right.
Informative.
Yep, thank you for the call. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255. Open lines, you know, in the break you said, oh, I don't want to talk about curcumin because we already talk about curcumin. We've beaten this horse to death. It is
that and vitamin D.
That and vitamin D. I can't help the fact that some major hospital or university, not a month goes by, does a clinical trial on the properties of curcumin. Guess what? Baylor University, one of the leading research medical schools, study on curcumin, and lo and behold, BCM95 again, because there's a reason why these guys are gold standard of curcumins, which is a compound in turmeric, key to curry, those of you who don't know what that is. Powerful, powerful cancer treatment tool. Baylor University Medical School conducted the study, published in PLOS-1, which is a major medical journal in the United States. One of the problems with chemotherapy is that cancer cells become resistant to its effect, so higher and higher doses of chemo must be used. The doctors at Baylor Research Institute, Baylor University Medical Center, found that curcumin was able to kill colorectal cancer cells, even cells that have had some resistance to chemotherapy, responded very well to curcumin without the toxic side effects of chemotherapy. The ability of BCM95 curcumin to chemo-sensitive, sensitize and induce death in these cells, which can evade even the notoriously toxic chemo drugs, is significant. It demonstrates that curcumin can regulate many more cancer targets within cancer cells, which conventional chemotherapy fails to do. Additionally, curcumin specifically helped kill colon cancer stem cells. Cancer stem cells are the Achilles heel of cancer chemotherapy because patients may respond to chemotherapy initially but experience tumor recurrence and or resistance to chemotherapy subsequently. The ability of curcumin to kill cancer stem cells is unique and incredibly encouraging. I've tried to get Dr. Goel on the radio show, but he has a staff meeting every Wednesday morning at Baylor University right at this hour. And he says, I would love to pre-record with you, but I said, that's not an option. I mean, we just really don't have the mechanism of pre-recording the program. Amazing. I mean, if you have, I mean, it is expensive, unfortunately, but once you come across and use one bottle of BCM95, even for inflammatory conditions, pain, arthritis, but now in this realm of cancer, this is amazing what BCM95 does. All right, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday on the next edition of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Again, have a great week.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Nutrition Center. A new double-blind placebo-controlled study from the UK National Institutes for Health studied 100 people with documented acute upper respiratory infection and found that Nature's Way Umka was significantly more effective than a placebo. Patients were given 60 drops of Umka or a placebo 3 times a day for 22 days. At day 7, symptom severity was cut in half in the Umka group. Most significantly, duration of inability to work was also cut in half from 16 days in a placebo group to 8 days in the Umka group. Doctors concluded that Umka was well tolerated and superior in efficacy compared to a placebo in the treatment of acute bacterial upper respiratory infections. Umka is the leading cough and cold medicine in Germany, being outsold only by aspirin. Umka is also a registered drug in many countries around the world. If you have any questions about using Umka for common cold and